334. precious hiding place, precious hiding place, in the shelter of His love. Not a doubt or fear with my Lord so near, and I'm sheltered in His love. Yes, Lord, oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, you hide us, Lord. Hide me, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Number 320. 320. Thank you, Lord. We want to remember again this, those in the village and cottage tonight, that God would come and meet with them, pour out His Spirit upon them. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's all stand. Let's just ask God to pour out His Spirit tonight. Oh, God, You've promised, Lord. You've promised floods upon the dry ground, dear God. God, You've promised to pour out Your Spirit upon our children. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come to us, Lord. Come to us, Lord. Come. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we need You, Lord. We need You, Jesus, we need You. Through. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the fill with Thy glory, dear God. Every place, Lord, everyone, dear God. Manifest Yourself, oh Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Someone lead us in prayer, please. Oh, God, oh, God, come, 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 my God.
Lord, we thank You for being here tonight. Where two or three are gathered together in the midst, You're there. Lord, we just look to You for the cottages. We look for the village. We look to the young people, the staff. Lord, for the visitors. Lord, You're here to do us good. Lord, You want to fill Your people with the knowledge of Your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You have so much for us. I pray You'll open the hearts of the young people. I pray that all these campers shall know You from the least to the greatest. Lord, I pray they shall be filled with the knowledge of Jesus. Lord, we need You. Lord, we need You. You said if we call unto You, You'd come to us. You said, he that cometh to Me, I'll no wise cast out. You said to draw nigh to God, and You would draw nigh to us. And we do that this night. Lord, we look to You. You're the only one that can take care of the desires of our hearts. And so we look to You, Lord. We look straight to the throne of grace for help. We ask for your blessings. We ask for your manifestation.
Yes, Lord.
Do something special and mighty. Open every heart to receive the blessing of God. God, I pray, give us all an expectant soul to receive from heaven. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are able, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you are able, Jesus. Jesus, come. Jesus, come, dear God. Jesus, come. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Everly he is able to deliver thee, though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee, he is able. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you be satisfied. You be satisfied. Oh, gaja pa kaba joko po 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 je, gaja kaba cha, gaja kaba joko po po. Brother Bob, pray with us.
Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for the ministry that is going on right now in this camp for these young teenage girls, Lord. And I don't know about the Carters, if they're already gone to bed or not, but Father, we just pray that you will come into them tonight. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will get a hold of their hearts and draw them to yourself, Lord. I pray that you will open up their hearts, Holy Spirit, that they will understand what is being taught them. Lord, not only just tonight, but in all of the meetings that they're going to be having throughout this week. Dear Lord,
yes, Lord,
that you will meet each one. And Lord, as so often I have prayed, dear Lord, don't let one of these girls or these cottagers leave after the end of this period without having received Jesus Christ into their life.
Yes, Lord.
And oh God, that they will be filled with your Holy Spirit. And when they Lord, in whatever situation they're in, Lord, if they're in a rough neighborhood and a Christian home, an ungodly home, wherever they go back to, Lord, prepare them. Prepare them. Oh, God, give them a desire in their hearts to live for you and to give their lives over to you, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, to do this.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, you're able, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 come, Jesus, come. Oh, do your mighty work, dear Lord. Hallelujah. glory, 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 glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father, I do want to pray as I just think of it now, of those who have come through this camp, Lord, and I turn from you.
Oh,
Lord,
God.
I pray that they will
draw
the Holy Spirit to give them remembrance of those experiences that they had while they were here at camp. Don't let them forget that, Lord. Come to them. Come to them, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, God, I just say, break through. Lord, any barriers that they have put up in their minds and their hearts, Lord. Come to them, Lord. Draw them to yourself. However you will do it, Lord, whether it be gently or strong, Lord, but come to them. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I like, there is no defeat in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. It's victory in Jesus. Victory all the time. God, bring us in. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have a special song from two of our young people. I think they're sisters. I know they're sisters. Thank you.
I wonder if the Lord is able to get us to a place of stillness inside so that he can speak to us. I think sometimes when we think of hearing from God or hearing his voice, as it were, we maybe think he's going to open up heaven and hit you with a thunderbolt, maybe, or a lightning bolt. And the prophet Elijah had that experience where he was taken to the Mount of God and God wanted to talk to him, wanted to answer his questions. And says there was an earthquake and there was a mighty wind and there was a fire, and God wasn't in the fire, he wasn't in the wind, he wasn't in the earthquake. But then there was a still small voice. Elijah, what are you doing here? And I think we're like that sometimes. We're so busy, it's so contrary to our natural man, it's so contrary to the way we operate, to just get still and to hear from God. God, speak to me. I want to hear from you. Recently at Williamsburg, I was impressed, just shared something with the people along this line, that often we come to church and we hear about God, or we open our Bibles and we read about Jesus. But I think when we come to God's house and when we open his word, we ought to expect not only to learn about God, but we want to hear from God. And when we read the word, we want to hear Jesus speak to us and to make that word precious to us. Somehow it has to be more than words that are spoken. It has to be a living word that he imparts to our hearts. And it brings life. It brings light to us. And so I trust while you're here at camp, you won't fall asleep, but that you'll be able to hear from God. My grandfather, this is my, not Godfrey, this is my grandfather on my mother's side, Grandpa Ohl, John Henry Ohl. He loved Ridgewood Church because he said, I can close my eyes and fall asleep and people think I'm really holy. he was a funny man. But beloved, we can sit in his presence and say, Lord Jesus, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me, Lord, speak to me. Oh Jesus, I want to hear from you. Speak to my heart. You know my need. And it's wonderful because God will do that. God will speak just what you need to hear. It may be in a song. It may be in a testimony. It may be from the word. But God will speak. So I have a song that I associate with Sister Elizabeth Lindau. I don't know if you remember her, a missionary to Taiwan. One of the women that went out from the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church and served the Lord on as a missionary. And this was sung at her funeral. She was a good friend of my mom's. Actually, my mom was in her Sunday school class. And she asked that this song be sung at her funeral. And so I always think of her when I think of this and how she responded to the call. Hallelujah. I've heard the King of heaven, nor can I e'er forget the music of his voice. I've heard the King, His call I've answered. I've made the King of Heaven my everlasting choice. He came to me, and with Him came a blessing. He spoke to me, and glory filled my soul. His voice I heard, so charming and so wondrous. I've heard the King, and hearing am made whole. Thank you, Brother Paul. I've heard the King of glory, for whom my heart's door opened wide, and He came in. I've heard the King, oh blessed hearing. His voice spoke peace and pardon for my guilt and sin. I've heard the King, oh, had I missed Him, my life forevermore could not regain the loss. From heaven He came, the world to ransom. And this He did one day on Calvary's cruel cross. He came to me, and with Him came a blessing. He spoke to me, and glory filled my soul. His voice I heard, so charming and so wondrous. I've heard the King, and hearing am made whole. I've heard the King, and now I'm telling to all the world the gospel of undying love. That others too may catch the music His voice can bring, and find their way to heaven above. He came to me, and with Him came a blessing. He spoke to me, and glory filled my soul. His voice I heard, so charming and so wondrous. I've heard the King, and hearing am made whole. Maybe we can try that chorus together. He came to me, and with Him came a blessing. He spoke to me, and glory filled my soul. His Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, maybe there are some that would like to share maybe a word of testimony tonight. Has he come to you? I know he has. And I know he's brought a blessing into your life. So come.